Okay, it's lunchtime at the NCVO New Politics event, and I've just been thinking about the relationship between social media and campaigning, because obviously as I worked on the louder.org.uk, the website that the NCVO have set up to coordinate campaigns using social media tools. And the link is a very obvious one, because social media is about talking to people, conversing with your friends, and campaigning is about talking about things you're passionate about, finding other people who think the same, convincing other people of your opinion, and forming a critical mass that then affects change. Here, because we're talking about the relationship with politics, and politics is in Britain has become so stagnant that we've got very little distance between the main three parties. There's an enormous number of people who clearly want things to be either much further left or much further right. The right seem to have more of a voice than the far left at the moment. But there doesn't seem to be much of an acknowledgement within the political incumbency to that social media could be telling them that what they're doing is wrong. It seems to be being used as a space in which to find out what the kind of the political temperature of the country is, and then spin that to say, yes, that's what we think as well. That's the way it seems at the moment. There seem to be a few politicians who get it. I just did. If you go back to my last audio boo before this one, I had a conversation with Stella Creasy, who is Labour PPC for Walthamstow, and she really gets it. She sees that this is just a tool for talking to people the way she always has done as a politician, and that democracy is all about listening and talking and representing, and that's brilliant. I just wonder if when the internet turns around and says we think you should all go, if that will actually make any difference. What happens if people across the country decide to, in the way that they vote for the X Factor, to actually vote against all the political parties we've got? Will social media be the force that gives us a none of the above vote? And at what point does a vote of no confidence via social media or social technology of any kind start to affect political change in the country? It was very interesting that Samuel, what's his name, the Tory bloke that was talking in the last panel, commented that he thinks that politics is devolving rapidly, and there'll be a lot more independent candidates because campaigning is so much easier at the next election. I mean, that's a really smart observation and a very interesting one. Will our the whole notion of local political representation change because people can get a message out so much more cheaply? You don't need a massive campaign budget. You need a platform, a message, and a team of people willing to talk about it online. All these things are really interesting, but I'm still most interested in what happens when people who want to change the world for the better use social media tools to get together, and the interface between that and politics. And that doesn't seem to have... We don't seem to have actually got anywhere on that today yet. Maybe we will this afternoon. One of the speakers this afternoon is Peter Tatchell, a hero of mine and someone, a veteran of many, many years of proper frontline campaigning, whether that's attempting a citizen's arrest on Robert Mugabe or invading the General Synod of the Church of England to campaign against homophobia in the church. He does a lot of interesting things. Even when I don't agree with him, I still find him fascinating and inspiring. And so hopefully he'll have some interesting things to say, and I'll try and catch him for a chat later on. Bye.